Welcome in to Wet Jeans. We are recording on Saturday. Andy, how the hell are you?
It's bumping out there. People are getting loud.
People are getting so lit.
The salutes are out.
Dude, I didn't want to drink today, so I have to go clear out my storage unit because today's the last day before they charge me again. So I have to get my shit out because I don't want to get charged another $115. They're fucking me.
Big storage.
$115 a month just to put my shit.
Just to have your shit sit somewhere.
In a box. So I didn't want to, but now I want to drink. I was going to like do that and then not drink. On the way here, I took the long way through like the power circle. Dude, chicks are so hot.
I passed like three girls walking. I was just like, holy fuck. I would love to just kiss all of them.
I almost rear-ended a Bentley outside Kala because I was looking at this group of chicks. I was like,
I've done that.
They're hot, dude.
I've almost crashed my car, like looking at a girl. That's how.
Nothing wrong with that, too. It's not like you're touching them. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with
looking at
a girl when you're in your car.
There's.
I really hope.
What is that?
I hope that's picking up on the mic. I don't think it will, but
it is so loud. What's that song? Wow, you know that?
Is that Black Eyed Peas?
Oh, it is. It is. It's so loud. I can't believe that doesn't pick this up.
I mean,
this doesn't pick that up.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's fucking crazy, dude. The weather's so good. I just want to get drunk. I might have to. Are you going back north after this?
I was planning on it.
Yeah. I mean, I got to go, too. I got to go do stories.
Oh, right. You got to do the story anyways.
I want to drink so goddamn bad. But Boston sold out, which is fucking insane.
In 3 hours.
3 hours.
I had a lot of people hit me up like, fuck, man, can I get tickets? I honestly don't know what we're going to do. There's like a lot of people.
I know, and it's not that small of a venue, by the way. Yeah. The people are like, oh, they probably fucking put 50 tickets, put 100 on. No, it's like a real show. There's a lot of tickets available. Shout out Boston, I guess. But yeah, it sucks for the people that didn't get them. Shouldn't have been standing there.
Yeah, they went. I did not think they were going to go that fast.
No, because we're charging money, too. It's $20 for GA, $26 VIP if you want to upgrade and spend that extra $6 in the VIP. Popping bottles.
Vagina and penis is what the VIP at our show stands for.
Yeah, I just can't believe it sold out that fast. It was pretty crazy. I mean, I guess, like, shout out. Shit, dude. I wonder what's going to happen in Canada. Canada, we might need fucking the Rogers Center.
I was going to say, we need to get Roger on the horn.
I've been saying this. Our downloads don't line up with what's going on.
I think there's something going on.
Something's going on, whether it's big hosting or somebody is nerfing our numbers. Like our YouTube numbers, they're not great. It's
yeah.
But our audio numbers, they're good. But selling out that fast of a real venue, good. Something's going on. I don't know if it's because we're white. I don't know.
They're trying to keep us down because we're complex.
But I'm excited. I guess I'm going to say this. The show, don't expect some written script bullshit. This is, we are who we are. You're getting this. This is what you're getting. Getting this.
This is a house where nothing's written. Rittenhouse.
Nice. Kyle Rittenhouse might come on.
He actually has I sent it to that group chat. I noticed that he has a show. He's doing it at like Kent State. Who is going to that? Who's going to that seriously?
Bro, Ritzy Kid is on tour making hella guap.
Hella
groupies.
He's on tour. He makes more money than Taylor Swift from touring.
Imagine you're a chick and you're like, Kyle Ritzy Kid is just hitting it from the back. I wonder in her head if she is like, this guy killed people.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into whether it was like fair or not because I'm not a politics guy, but he's murdering something and he's murdering something else.
Yeah, he's murdering that cooch.
That cooch after a big show. So what does a guy like that do at his show?
Yeah, like what does he talk like?
Is it comedy?
I was going to say, if he's doing comedy, then I would go see. Like that's what he should do.
That would be cool.
He should try to do stand-up because then you'll get people from all walks of life to come.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be, I would consider going.
Just Kyle Kidd up there like, and so what's the deal with self-defense?
What's the deal with standing your ground?
What's it, standing your ground? I don't know.
More like, I don't know. Ritzy Kid, I feel like he's getting money. Like low key.
I hate that.
He had a book.
I hate when people are just like that. He shouldn't be making money off what happened. He got his winning lottery ticket was getting found innocent in this country. That I would disappear. And I mean, I don't know, especially during that time. I think they were just, I thought they were just going to have him be the,
the poster scape- boy.
Yeah, like the scapegoat. So I don't know. If I was him, I would have been like, I got lucky. You can't trust the American judicial system at all. Like, I don't care if you're on trial for a crime and there's no evidence against you. I would still be nervous as hell.
Well, I feel like they should have been. Well, they should have been like, what is wrong with this 17-year-old? Where like everyone else, we all know what every other 17-year-old is doing. Why did this one be like, Mom, can you take me to Wisconsin so I can shoot people?
So I can go kill some people?
But he wanted to defend businesses. I mean, if you ask guys like Kid Rock, like, he's a hero. If you ask guys like, man, I'm too stupid. I'm not getting into all that. I'm just too dumb. I couldn't care less. I'm wearing a bucket hat.
Yeah, you're like, wearing a bucket hat and pit vipies.
Let's be serious. I'm wearing a goddamn bucket hat. I'm not going to talk about stand your ground rules and the Constitution.
Constitution.
God damn it.
Goddamn, I love that.
Love that Constitution.
That goddamn Constitution now. That John, you put your John Hancock. I'm going to start saying that again. Like, instead of a signature, put your John Hancock down there.
Yeah. So, I wanted to bring this up just because we have to. Like, we don't have to, but Action Park Media is under fire.
Yeah.
The other day. And I'm just going to say this because it was blowing my mind. And this is no disrespect to people that DM me this. People are like, yo, did you see what's going on? Yeah, I saw it! Yeah! Fucking trending on Twitter worldwide! Like, dudes are just hitting me up. There's like, yo, did you happen to see? What do you mean, bro? Yeah, I did see that.
There's no such thing as did you happen to see it. Everything is very visible now.
10,000 people tagged me in it and sent me it. Yeah, I did see it.
Yeah.
I saw it. Motherfucker today was like, yo, I don't know if you boys saw it. What do you mean? People won't stop telling me about it. But anyway, like, this is my thing. I'm not the one to air out dirty laundry when it comes to business. Things happen. Shit happens. And when you go public about things like that, you have to be very careful because there's a ripple effect. For example, if I came out and I was like, fuck Action Park, fuck this, they did this, this, and this, fuck that. What if there's somebody that works there that I like, right? Now they're catching strays. Right. Now, like, I'm making life difficult for them. It's just, there's a lot of moving parts. People don't understand that. They're like, yo, talk shit about Action Park. No, I'm just, behind closed doors, I can say how I feel to people about it and what happened with whatever. But, like, in my eyes, there's no gain from getting on here. Like, dude, the last thing that you and I need is to start shit for content. Like, we're already retarded enough where we could just sit down and just start talking.
Right, yeah.
There's no reason, like,
that's more Barstool's thing, too. Like, they...
And that's fine.
No,
Go ahead.
I don't care. Yeah, I like that about them. Like, they just, like, they start shit with people. Like, that's more their thing. I feel like that's not really us. Like, we don't do... We're just like a podcast. Like they that's like their thing.
If it was something that was really, really bad and I felt so wronged that I had to go public with it, then maybe. But for the most part, it's just like, hey, you know, not a great experience. It was a learning experience.
Right.
Lesson learned. We move on. Like, I said something vague on Twitter because people would not stop. I was just like, yeah, we had to walk away. We had to run away. That's it. Like, yeah, there's no reason to go into it and fuck this guy, fuck that guy. This happened. There's no reason. It's just like more of a, you know, shit happens and you fucking move on.
Yep, you move on.
You keep putting one foot in front of the other. There's no, and like, to my other point, there's people there that I like. It's not like I want to set the building on fire.
Yeah.
So I just feel like that wouldn't be fair to like make a blanket statement about shit. And yeah, so I feel like that's where I just wanted to say that so people stop fucking tagging me in that New York Post.
The New York Post doesn't even post like news anymore. I don't know if they ever did.
It's like 16-year-old writing it.
Yeah.
They're like, did Bryce Hall? Anyway, can't wait for Boston. 56 days out. We should have. I wanna breach contract and
get a bigger van.
Yeah,
get in touch with TD. Let's do the Garden.
Just tell the venue, be like, listen, you guys are great. I know you guys are really enthusiastic about this, but we're actually way bigger than we thought we were, so we're going to back out of this. I'm so sorry.
Our first show, we're going to start causing, like, creating enemies.
It'd be so difficult to work with. Like, where do you have requests? Like, what do you guys want in the green room? It's like, I don't know, fucking beer? Like, what do other people get? And they're like, we should start requesting candles.
Rose steak. Petals. I want a mountain to blow in there. When I don't want to walk in. I want there to just be a mountain sitting there.
I want a 140-ounce Japanese Wagyu tomahawk.
Eat that before? Where we're just like farting on stage?
Cooked medium. With asparagus and a loaded baked potato, but all the sides on the side.
Yeah.
But then I want someone to come in and put the sides on the potato.
You want them on the a la carte, but then all on the same plate.
It's such a hacky joke.
What, a la fart?
Yeah.
I probably would have said that at some point.
I'm such a hack.
Why do they call it that?
I don't know.
You just like go, like your jokes are so bad that you just have to go and like hitting people with sticks.
You're just hacking away.
You're just hacking away at people.
Yeah, I think it would be funny if we bombed. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Didn't have it.
We just didn't have it tonight. Sorry you paid money to come here. This is what you get, though. Like, not every episode's a banger.
It will be good, though.
I think when you first said, I want a stage dive, first of all, I'm like, yes. Second of all, I was like, is there going to be enough people to, like, now like, there's definitely going to be enough people.
I'm gonna have fingers in my ass.
You kind of have to.
I do want to. I'm worried about people touching my junk.
I'm not. Maybe I'll do it. I mean, I don't know if they can handle my weight class. I mean, I'm not that big of a guy. Like, people will see.
Yeah, there's going to be some big lads there.
There's going to be some big dogs. Can the big dogs in general admission stand in the front? Because somebody might stage dive. Imagine you just miss or no one catches you, you dislocate your shoulder.
That's why, if I stage dive, I probably have to go, you're supposed to go ass first, but I don't trust.
What?
Don't you go ass first? Or not ass first, but, back.
Yeah, you kind of, barrel roll into it, on your side.
Yeah, I don't, DTA, I don't trust people to catch me. Mm. So that's the thing. I was never that, the trust fall thing in school. When everybody would do trust fall, I wouldn't trust people to catch me.
So realistically, do you think you will stage dive?
Possibly. That adrenaline might get me going.
Yeah. I want to.
Yeah, I do.
We might both get really hurt.
Sprain my neck.
If this video gets 1,000 likes on YouTube, we'll both stage dive right away. Come out of the back room.
Just go.
Break the microphone.
Just sprint.
Full sprint out.
That'd be funny.
And stage D. Into the crowd.
Stage D.
How do you feel about St. Paddy's Day this year? What's the vibes? Do you give a shit? Do you not give a shit?
I wish we were in Boston for this weekend, because I bet it's going crazy. The weather. Jamie was like, the weather's nice, which is all people in Boston need. You just need that 55 degree and up weather.
Oh, shit.
And that shit's going to be going crazy.
Yeah.
He was at the Lincoln last night.
What's that?
He was at the Lincoln last night.
What's the Lincoln?
That's the place where we're going to after.
Oh. After Patty.
The after pads.
So I thought the place that we were going was the supper club this whole time.
It is.
But it's called Capo.
Yeah. So Capo is the actual bar, and then supper club is the underground place, which I didn't know that they had an underground place. I did, but I didn't know it had a different name.
Yeah, I knew we were in the basement, which I like, that grungy kind of
I like that.
We're in the basement. Things might happen down there.
Crazy shit happens in basements. That's why I hate out here that there's the basement doesn't exist.
Yeah, there is no basement because the sand, the sediment, it doesn't hold concrete, I guess. I don't know.
Is that why?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't remember. I should know this, but yeah, I don't know. I don't think the foundation is necessary out here because the ground is so hard. I'm just making shit up right now, by the way.
I feel like you would want to have basements out here because basements are always cold. So when it gets hot during the summer, that'd be a nice place to go. But I guess you can just
Arizona people probably never thought about that because they're dumb as hell.
Yeah, that's true. People from Arizona are dumb as fuck.
Whenever I go, obviously I just dealt with a lot of handyman and fucking plumbers and stuff like that. They're always, oh, you're from here? They know. I'm nah, I'm not from here. I'm from New York. What about you? They're born and raised, and I never know what to say back.
It's always born and raised.
Born and raised.
Every time I ask them from here, they're always yep. I was oh, how do you like it?
How do you like living out here? How do you like living in the same place for 32 years?
It's the same thing. Well, if the summers get up there, but the rest of the time?
Yeah, the summer's hot. It's good every now and then. My family out in Buckeye.
I'm actually out here because I killed my entire family, and I'm on the lam.
Yeah, my both grandparents on both sides are pedophiles, and they got extradited out here. I don't know what's going on with that, but...
They got extradited. Extradited.
Extradited.
Can you just be dited? It's just like...
Not extradited?
Yeah.
It's a little side of dited.
You're just being extra, like a little gay.
God damn, this coffee's fucking up my stomach, dude.
What is it?
I got my own coffee from... my own coffee. Like, I'm a fucker. I got ground coffee from Sprouts in a big ass bag, and I'm brewing it myself.
What do you use? Just like a Mr. Coffee, like a pot?
Yeah, just press a button. Nice. There's nothing special. It's not like I try to make it sound like I was doing something, but it's fucking up my shit. I got these to go cups, game changer too.
That's smart.
Yeah, make it to go. But it's really fucking up my stomach. Like, it hurts.
You're gonna have to poo?
I don't know.
I dropped 2 heat seekers this morning.
Yeah?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're not. Heat seekers.
Do you see? I read a thing that Arizona, like the schools out in Arizona, they're pioneering this. They're going. You know how you used to have to apply to colleges? They're coming to you now. Like, they're saying you
as
got.
They should.
They're saying you got in. You don't have to apply anymore. So like they'll just code and say you're in. By the way, if you want to come, because they're like obviously. People are starting to realize that American educational system is the biggest scam since the Ponzi.
Mm.
Ponzi would no. This is actually a bigger scam than Ponzi.
Ponzi kid.
Yeah. So like now that you gotta actually go out and go do that guerrilla warfare. Like you gotta get on your feet and start trying to get kids to spend $100,000 at your school.
I mean, dude, we got fucked over. We had to apply to go to. We had to apply to a school. That was so loud. Yeah, was that an Uber?
It was either an Uber or one of those cars.
What is going on, dude? Chicks are. Anyway, yeah, it's a big scam. We talk about it all the time. It's crazy, but they should do that, though. I think that would be funny. Like, for colleges to go door to door, like, knocking. And I was like, no, you tell me why I should go to your school, you fucking piece of shit.
That's what the biggest thing is. Like, we always... Same with, like, an interview. It's like, why it's not why should you hire me, it's why should I work here?
Mm.
So, like, it's the same thing, same thing with colleges. Like, I'm just going to be spending, like, $150,000 or so. You should be begging me to go there.
Yeah, not to mention it's going to be all debt. Yeah. And I'm going to be paying a minimum on federal aid. I didn't even know this. I had a student loans due. I got an email. I thought it was spam this whole time. It's not. My credit score went down like 38 points. I'm not even kidding. I got an email from CreditWise. They're like, score's fucking going down, dude. And I was like, yeah, all right. And it turns out that I was like past due on student loans. I didn't even know. I thought that got settled in the divorce
right.
that my family was a part of. But I guess like I'm responsible for all this money now.
Damn.
And I wake up and I'm responsible for all this fucking money. The nightmare!
And remember in school where everybody was like super nervous about like, I got to do well on the SATs. This is my safety school. This is my reach
school. Safety school!
No school is a safety school.
What was your like dream school? You just want to go to UNH or what?
No, I just... I tried to get into... Wait, hold on.
Like, did you try to get in somewhere and you didn't get in?
I mean, yeah, because I was a terrible student. And I didn't start getting good grades until like late in my junior year when I was like, oh fuck, I probably should try to get into some school. I don't think there was any place I really wanted to go. I was gonna go to school in New Brunswick, I remember.
Damn!
I was the only one in school. They had these like Canadian reps came in or something. And they had like an event. I was the only one that went. I was the only one that wanted to go to school in Canada.
I mean, good choice. Canadian people are great.
Yeah,
they're unbelievable. Awesome. Dude, how about this? I'm at Global Ambassador with my mommy. And, you, like, can't get a reservation in there. That restaurant is so just everyone's trying to get in.
It's like Doja. Wait. Doja.
What's that?
There's a... I can't remember the name of it. Doja? There's a...
Doja. That's a good name for a girl. Doja.
I don't think that's actually... I don't think I'm saying it right, but there's a restaurant in the movie American Psycho. It's, like, where no one can get a reservation at.
So
I think it's Doja. Wait.
Kind of funny.
Yeah. And like, you should watch that movie, by the way. It's so good.
Well, I like it. You kind of know when I would like it. You think I wouldn't like it? Is it black and white? Because I won't watch
it. No, it's Christian Bale, and he is probably the hottest you've ever seen a man in it. Like, his body's body's crazy.
I'm definitely going to watch it naked.
Yeah.
So anyway, we go, and what was that? That just sounded like somebody scored the winning touchdown in the Super Bowl and the crowd went off.
Like, what just happened where people are cheering?
It's just a chick's bachelor party. That had the horsepower. I wish they could hear this. That cheer had the horsepower of a Super Bowl winning pick six.
Yeah. What do you think the biggest difference is between a bachelor party and a bachelorette party?
If you had to guess. I'd say like more girls fight with each other in bachelorette parties more.
Really?
Yeah, because naturally, like, dude, chicks are tough. Even my mom was just saying this. She was like, women are just not nice to each other. And I was like, yeah, they're really not. I don't get it.
Yeah, I think that what they do is they hold their friends accountable more than guys do. Because the thing about guys is,
one of our friends that I'm not going to... Go ahead.
We're just going to say, like, dudes will be friends with the same people since high school. Girls, I feel like, don't do that as much, especially when they move. Like, I feel like girls go through friend groups a little bit more than guys. Just, I don't know why.
Oh, 1,000,000%.
Yeah, like, guys are, because I think also guys are just so lazy at, like, and all, like, meeting a new friend for a guy is really hard.
Yeah, I was just talking to Wilkins about this.
It's hard to meet new dudes because, like, a lot of guys are losers and, like, it's just weird.
You don't want to be the fringe friend. You don't want to have, like, new friends in your group. It is weird. You're kind of right. Like, dudes are lazy. Once you have your friends, just like, even if you don't like them, you're like, these are my friends.
Yeah.
We're going to do this together.
I have friends that were grandfathered in that I don't really like. But they're like my best friends.
Yeah. Like, it's not like girls would put another girl on waivers within like 2 minutes and some other girl would just scoop the girl up off waivers and sign her.
So yeah. The girls are like the NBA. Where just, like, people moving around and shit. And, like, people, like, there's like, a lot more drama. And, like, they're, like, leaving, going to their other friend groups and stuff.
There's a big three.
Yeah, there's a big three. The men are just, like, I would say, like, the NHL, I guess, would be the sport that the players move the least. Yeah. It's just, like, you just stay where you are. Guys are like that with everything, though. Like, I mean, I still wear briefs that I think was wearing in high school.
That's cool. Do you think... Yeah, like, have you ever had a friend group where one guy just gets, like, exiled from the group? I don't think I've ever had that.
I don't think so.
Girls have that every week.
Yeah, they definitely...
I know chicks that are hanging out with... Sorry, I keep interrupting because I'm...
No, I actually...
I don't know what's in this.
I wouldn't even know where I was going with that.
I don't know what's in this coffee.
Good mud.
I know a girl that just, like, out of nowhere is just posting on her story just with, like, brand new chicks. And I'm just like... Well, how did that start?
Yeah, like, when did that transaction happen?
I want to DM her and be like, how did that, I know it's not my business, but I want to know, like, where this whole, if you're watching the video on YouTube, like, you should be, you see my hand movements right now. Where did this start, you know?
Yeah, they definitely do a lot more trades.
A lot more transactions. A lot of transactions. I want to shout out that Canadian girl, too, by the way. So the Canadian hostess, I guess, like, recognized me from one of my shit.
Oh, right. I forgot that's what we were talking about.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's just, I just want to give her a quick shout out. And then she's like, let me know if you need reservations ever. And in my head, I was like, whoa. Like, that's like a big deal because it's hard to get reservations here. Like, are you sure? So it just so happens my mom was like, I love this. I want to come back tomorrow. And I'm like, Mom, I can't. I don't have that firepower to get back in here. So I asked the girl for a favor right away, which I was kind of tentative about doing. Like, I didn't know if I should ask her for that favor right away. And I asked her, I was like, it's my mom's, like, last night. She really likes to hear blah, blah, blah. Like, can you get me one for tomorrow? And the fucking girl did.
What a rock star.
So cool. Thank you. I don't know if she wants to be named or anything like that, but, like, just awesome. Just a good person. And Canadian. A girl from Scottsdale would have never done that for me.
Did it say where?
Ever.
Did she say where she was from?
No, I didn't like talk. No, just a Canadian. I knew she was Canadian. She had a flag in her bio. That's why.
I wonder if there's.
She had a transgender flag in her bio.
Oh, no, so she knows she was Canadian.
She didn't.
So I wonder if what the biggest difference is, like, if there's a huge difference between Western, like there is in America, where like the people in the West are way different than the people on the East. I wonder if that's a thing in Canada.
I think when the Western people have. More slantier eyes.
In Vancouver?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because
there's a lot of Asians?
Yeah.
Oh, they're talking about like actual Canadian people.
Oh, you're talking about actual Canadians.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was talking about, just like people on the west coast of Canada from the people. I actually didn't know. I've never been to BC before.
Really? You've never been to Couve?
No, I've never even, the most west I've ever gone, and it would be fucking like Buff or Niagara.
Damn.
I've never been to that west.
Not west at all. I was like, not west at all. Wait till we go to Calgary. Actually, they didn't text me back yet, but we're going.
People can't wait for Calgary.
Dude, you guys come to Toronto? Yes.
Oh, we'll be in Toronto. Don't you worry your pretty little head.
You better bet your slutty ass.
You bet your fat cock will be in Toronto.
Oh! Hey, now!
Sebastian, ho!
I bet the Coyotes Devils over.
So did I.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow. Great minds think alike.
Gay minds think alike.
Let's put all of the ticket sale, the gate.
I was going to hit you up. How much you like in Boston against the Flyers?
Is that today? Wow, that's a hell of a tilt for a Saturday. Yeah. It's exciting.
Sucks.
Damn, what time is that at?
4.
Fuck,
dude. It sucks that it's not on national. I hate being out here about stuff like that because you can't watch that game somewhere. Like, I would love to watch the Bruins out, but you can only watch them when they're on 90T.
Dude, why would they not put that on national TV? That's a perfect original. Wait, Flyers aren't original six.
I thought that too, and I was like, wait, they're not.
It's just the city of brotherly love versus the city of, what is Boston known for?
Just beans. The Bean Town.
Right? Beaned? Bean Town. Just too. It's like watching like Nate Diaz fight McGregor in their prime. Just an all out war. That should be on national TV.
You see that video of McGregor just on a ton of blow?
No.
I was like, fuck yeah. That's what I would be doing.
Was he like confirmed?
Oh, like, if you saw the interview, he was going, I mean, unless he just has the most energy you've ever seen out of anybody, which he might, I don't know.
He might.
He was, like, pretty wired. Like, I was watching, like, 2 seconds, like, I've seen that before.
Bro, rich people love cocaine. They love drugs, because they don't have anything else to look forward to. They made it. Once you made it, you beat the video game. It's like, I mean, McGregor has a Lamborghini speedboat. What do you do after that besides do shit? What can you do for fun? There's only a few things. Cheat on your wife, do coke. Like, you run out of stuff eventually.
That's true. I wonder how, like, what you do when you're at the top. Like, what does Leo DiCaprio do? I mean, he definitely does a lot of blow still. But, like,
at that point, like, you almost have to bang dudes, like, if you're not gay.
I think there's probably a point where you're just like, he's already had sex with the most beautiful people that this planet, most beautiful women that this planet has to offer.
Mm.
Like, at some point, you just be like, all right, let's try the other pool.
That's Hollywood, baby.
Yeah, that's
true.
That's
show business.
That's show business.
Having sex with a man as a straight man is show business.
That's showbiz, baby.
I wouldn't be surprised if we had a good show in Boston, and that night, I'm fully gay.
Bring a man back to the tell.
For what? A man?
Bring a man back to the hotel.
Can you imagine? Are we going to stay with our friends at their B&B? Because I think that's, like, dangerous. I think maybe one night telly.
I would stay at Saturday.
Yes.
But I was, like, telling Jamie. I was like, we can't get Blitzkrieg bopped on Friday.
I'm not even. I'll do wine at dinner before the show. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. No getting drunk. No.
Oh, there was something I wanted to bring up.
No getting drunk. So, in other news.
Something I wanted to bring up.
March Madness is something that's going on right now. That it is so loud outside. I can't. It's kind of affecting my concentration.
Yeah, it actually is. Because every time I hear people cheering, and I'm kind of getting jealous a little bit.
We're trying to work.
Yeah. Sorry. Some people actually work on Saturday. Some people have jobs. Not everybody can just inherit their parents' tech companies.
How about these motherfuckers that I'm on Instagram last night, just like addicted to my phone, just scrolling all these 5G network chemicals are just going right into my brain, just. Bo posted a funny story the other day. He's like, oh, my anxiety sucks. Let me go get 14 hours of screen time and 10 coffees. It was like, it's so true how everything's bad for you now. But
Everything is really bad for you.
Some dude popped up on my feed, and he's sailing the world from, like, Washington. Now he's in Mexico. This fucking motherfucker, dude. He had the balls to make a reel, and I'm sure it's on TikTok. And he's like, I was a school teacher, and, you know,
I sold what little I had, and I bought a boat, and I am sailing around the world. Got like 2 million views on Instagram. All the comments are like, you sold what little you have, and you bought a yacht to sail around the world? Your dad is most definitely the CEO of TD Ameritrade.
Yeah.
There's no other way around it.
If you are, if you sail, you are very rich.
Yeah.
If you are consider yourself like a full-time traveler or someone like that, where your life is just like traveling everywhere, you come from money. Especially if you're like in your fucking 20s or 30s, there's no way.
Guy's in his 30s probably.
Yeah, you can always
don't give me that shit. Holy burnout! What is this? Fast and Furious 12?
I actually feel like I'm in Fast and Furious. Yeah, I can always tell instantly because it's just like something doesn't add up. Like their shit is so expensive now. Like if you're going like
sailing around the world, dude.
Sailing around the world. Okay, so like
I sold what little I had.
as a teacher, like there's just no way.
What did you sell? A 15,000 square foot mansion in Beverly Hills? What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Also, why can't people just sail around the world and then
not document it?
Yeah, you don't have to. Like for me, if I was gonna sail around the world, I would just probably do that and then not. If I had the money, first of all, let's put it this way: if I had the money where I could sail around the world, I wouldn't have social media.
Yeah, the whole point is to, like, go do your thing.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't have social media, probably, unless, like, we use it to, like, promote the pod and post hilarious shit. But, like, other than that, if I was rich and, like, I could just sail around the world and, like, be away from society, I wouldn't constantly be posting on Instagram.
Imagine thinking that a teacher just saved up their $38,000 they make every year, they bought a boat, and then they have the supplies and everything, and to be sustainable. I'm not even trying to be a hater. Like, that's not my lane. Like, I kind of leave that to you.
Yeah.
But don't fuck me. Don't fuck me and say that you're sailing around the world.
Exactly.
With what little you had.
As a teacher.
You bought a yacht!
The entire teaching world is based around the fact that they're not paid enough. And you just sold what little you had. What did you sell? Like your number two pencils?
It's a yacht!
Like, you know how little...
Fuck you!
You know how little people like even ever step on a yacht? And you bought like a sailboat. Those things are like so fucking much.
And he's in like Cabo now too. And he's in the bottom of it. There's a video. I was like on this guy's profile for hours.
Yeah.
I was on this profile for hours. It made me so mad. Fuck you. he was making his own bread. And I'm like, well, if that ain't the most fucking pretend poor person shit I've ever seen. People that he's like rolling it up and he's like, well, I don't have a pinwheel. I'll have to use a wine bottle. And he takes a wine bottle and he's like,
$700 bottle of wine.
Yeah, roll it. That his dad gave him when he graduated from MIT. Rolling out and like he cooked the pita and he's like, oh, this is so delicious. Dude, your family is so much goddamn fucking money.
Yeah, there's like a huge wave of that, by the way.
You pretending to be poor?
Yeah,
it's hot right now.
There's like a huge thing, especially on TikTok, because I've seen some of them because TikTok makes its way onto the twit. And I'm sorry, X. And I see it sometimes, and it's just like these people like pretending like they're making like shit from scratch, but someone will point out, be like, I know that oven, and that's like a $60,000 oven. I think like the wife of the guy that owns like Southwest or something or Delta was one of the girls.
Oh,
and
so,
and someone pointed it out, like your husband. Sorry, I just had to like.
Pants are fucking nuts.
Look at these things.
Those things are nuts. Is that a real cat scan of you?
A what?
Is that a real cat scan of your legs?
Yeah.
You got them put on pants?
That would be sick. Look how broken this shit is, though. Look at that tibia. What's the fibula?
Ooh.
Yeah. And then this actually looks like what my knee looks like under it, though.
Yeah, because you got that, what's that thing?
The Osgood Schloss.
Asperger's?
The Asperger's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what were you saying? Yeah, the oven.
Yeah, people were like, someone pointed out who the girl was, and that that kitchen alone cost like $2.5 million.
Bro, nobody that's making their own bread and just eating it with oil is like, oh my god, this is so scrumptious.
Yeah, they're not like bragging about it.
Yeah, they're like, oh my god, this is amazing. This is all I need. That kid, one phone call. He's one fucking phone call away from a crab rangoon. Yeah. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know either, but
he's
like it.
He's one phone call from an absolute tray of stone crab that was caught out of the Atlantic Ocean. He's one phone call away.
And like people that are that don't have a lot of money don't make their own bread. They go to the grocery store and get like a can of beans for like 75 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, they're definitely not sailing around the world.
And like getting all the ingredients to make bread is more expensive than a loaf of bread. Like, come on. Like a thing of like Sara Lee bread from the grocery store is like $3.99. To buy dough, like the flour and all that shit, and then like your yacht, which is $2 million. Like that's more expensive.
You know what I just thought about? How does this motherfucker have service? He's uploading daily.
That's true. Are there a lot of places you don't get service still?
I mean, if you're sailing the fucking ocean.
That's true.
Right? Like, I'm sure there's like...
Yeah, because you can't get bars in the middle of the shin.
Pretending to be poor is so hot right now.
Yeah.
I wonder why rich people do that.
Because it's like, it's kind of like the same thing, like, what's next? I got to pretend like I'm poor now, because I can. Because it's like, it's like cosplaying.
It's like that Van Girl era, till one girl got murdered, and now that kind of like went away.
Yeah, that was a huge thing. People living in vans in like Walmart parking lots.
Like chicks.
Yeah.
Chicks are just like stoked to be living in a van by themselves, which is insane.
Yeah.
There's no way, like, you get back on whatever medication you stop taking, because it's not good to live in a van, especially as a woman.
It's dangerous. Because,
like, it's dangerous out there for guys. It's fucking even more dangerous for women.
Yeah.
So.
Got to get back on that Prozac, lady.
Get back on the Prozac. Go home. Go home. Your mom and dad want you home. That's not even your van. They're making payments on the van.
Yeah, you don't own that not, van.
Yeah, you don't need to do all that. You have a bedroom.
I just have my chin. I never believe anything anyone tells me, like, and face value like that. Like, I always assume that the person has financial backing or is lying a ton.
I mean, what else? I mean,
I just don't think
it's still a lot to live. They have souped up vans. They have kitchens in it.
Yeah.
Everything.
Like, that's more expensive than just, like, getting an apartment.
I always want to know who those chicks are fucking. Like, what kind of grungy ass?
Probably
like,
no one.
They gotta be. They're definitely banging, like, a bartender.
In like, your van?
Bartender dudes? Yeah.
Banging in the van?
I mean, dudes will go anywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it's not like a dude in a van and he has to like be like, hey, like, babe, I feel like we're hitting it off, but there's something I got to tell you. I live in a van. It's in the parking lot outside Walgreens.
Yeah, dudes will go.
So then I feel like a girl, that's not their aesthetic, because girls need all that shit to like get horny. They smell candle.
Yeah, it can't smell like the inside of a car.
Like foreplay.
So you gotta have foreplay.
What?
That's what guys don't understand. Foreplay is almost more important than coitus.
Yeah, I don't know that. I mean, I like don't pay attention to that.
It's like
I'm a selfish lover.
You are.
Yeah.
I'm more of like a
extremely selfish.
I'm the most selfless lover. I just like kiss and caress.
You spend time.
Yeah.
Like how long?
I just light a ton of candles. Have a bunch of rose petals everywhere, and like, I have like a these three like Mexican guys with a violin, and they like play.
Do they watch?
And they watch. They're playing during the entire. They're playing to the beat of the sex. So like when I start pumping a little bit harder, they go like.
So when the cadence goes up, they're like
the guy's like this in the background.
You have a conductor there?
Yeah, the conductor's like that'd be my dream job, probably a conductee.
Like in a for an orchestra?
Yeah, but I guess like the
orchestras
conductor
go hard.
Yeah, man. I would love to be in an orchestra.
Could you imagine going to the bar and like telling someone, yeah, what do you do? I'm in an orchestra.
But do you think people would notice if, like, one person wasn't playing?
No.
I wonder how many people are in the orchestra. Do you think there's people in the orchestra that are just, like, not, like, they're like, I don't think I really have to play tonight?
Yeah, like, I had a good game last night. Like, I had a really good show. I'm going to take this one off. Yeah, 100%, dude.
Yeah.
No doubt. I remember when I was in band, because they forced you to take an instrument in school.
Play Smoke on the Water.
I was trumpet, I was baritone, I was always blowing things. And I got braces in. They obviously didn't work because I didn't wear my retainer after. That's a whole different story. It's a really cool story I can tell later if you guys. If you want to go subscribe to Patreon, I'll tell you guys all about my braces.
We talk about orthodontistry.
Hot orthodontist.
Yeah, orthodontist.
She's from New Hampshire. I told you that before.
You have a hot orthodont?
Back in the day, yeah. My orthodontie was from New Hampshire. She was so
hot.
I feel like girls that work in orthodontists.
So hot.
They're hot.
But yeah, dude, my teeth would hurt because my braces, my teeth are moving around and shit like that. So I would sit there and I'd fake it. I'd like go through it. And the guy would always call me out. Always. I think he wanted to hook up with me. Teachers are weird, dude. Half of them are pedophiles.
Yeah, I always wonder that, like, how you get into teaching. Why do you want to work with kids so much? Because, like, their kids are annoying as fuck. I mean, I guess it's
kids
not, like...
Kids suck.
I don't know. Working with adults is kind of shitty, too, though, but...
Kids suck.
I just don't get why... Like, I get... Having braces is crazy, because that's, like, at the time in your life where it's, like... I feel like everything's just piling on. Like, you're horny all the time, but you can't come, and now you have braces. Like, what is next, seriously? And, like, you smell like shit. You don't shower that much. Your hair's greasy as fuck.
Like, what's next? You're a divorce?
Yeah.
That's probably what's next.
Yeah.
Yeah, the orchestra would be hard as hell, though. Okay, can you look up an orchestra concert and go? Like, are there there must be orchestras that just, like, rake it in.
Trans-Siberia.
How many people are in that? What's the revenue split?
Yeah, I always wondered that. Like, you must not make shit in an orchestra because there's, like, 17 different instruments.
It's like an NFL team.
Yeah.
It's like 53-man roster.
It actually is. Like, it's the same amount of people in an orchestra as an NFL roster.
Imagine, like, you know, like, there's dudes in the orchestra locker room that are just, like, really good.
They have locker rooms where they're, like, they're like you walk into your stall and your trumpet's hung up?
Yeah.
They do, like, post-game interviews where, like, the trumpet player's with his hand. Like, you know how quarterbacks love doing that with their hands? They go like this. Like, yeah, it was, you know, I thought the trombone section was a little flat at the beginning, but we turned it around and it's a good finish.
There's got to be something like that.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's guys that are good and guys that are bad, and, like there's a hierarchy. There's a hierarchy in everything.
That's
I don't
true.
Even know if hierarchy is the right word.
But I'm not sure. What does patriarchy mean? Is that when the guys are always, like, the top of the top of the food chain?
Something like that.
Like, patriarchy. Disrupt the patriarchy.
Hierarchy, anarchy. I don't know. Something like that. Who honks the horns? For those of you that can't hear that, which our mics don't pick it up.
I wish they could hear it.
Maybe one day we should move. I just had an idea.
Do it outside?
Yeah. I just had a crazy idea.
We could probably do that.
We could. Oh, we absolutely could. These will reach. We could move the computer. We could do an episode from the balcony out there holding the mic, standing up, and just narrate what's going on. And we should put the camera behind us pointing down at the street.
Yeah.
That's actually,
it's not
we
a bad idea.
Have to do that. Let's do that next week.
Cause that's like, people will see what's going on. Like, I don't think people understand. There's nonstop shit going by all the time.
This is crazy. But is there any way we could do it right now for like a second?
We would have to like move all this shit.
Yeah, we would have to move. We could move the camera. We should go set up the camera. Ah, no.
I feel like you got to make sure the lighting is good with that camera too, though. Like,
it would be good. Natural light outside.
Natty light.
We would have to. I don't know if these mics would... Fuck, I just want people to see. Can I bring the camera over to the door? Ah, oh, it'll dox where we're at, too.
That's another problem. That's... Fuck, I forgot about that.
Fuck.
Damn, that's actually a good point.
Because motherfuckers will show up and... Oh, Manscaped. Speaking of... Manscaped.com. Use code WhiteJeans. 20% off. Manscaped.com. They're actually going to cancel us if you don't use our damn code. They sent a new package... I have it in my trunk. I could just give it to you.
Guys, the new Juan Moa.
They have everything, guys.
What is it? 20% off plus free shipping. Code WetJeans at manscaped.com. Trim those balls. Keep them nice and tight. Keep them right.
I've been paying a lot of attention to my balls recently.
Have you?
I just wanted to say that.
Just
to get the ladies going. I wonder if a girl's ever been like legitimately horny listening to this.
I can't imagine. Maybe start.
Some whack jobs listen to this.
Yeah. Just girls flicking their beans to this ode.
Just begging for it.
Two losers in the chair. What was I going to say?
Absolutely craving it.
Just like foaming at the mouth.
You wanted it.
It's also brought to you by Lucy's. Have you tried the gum yet?
No. Actually, yeah, I did. I shouldn't say that. Yeah, I did. I tried all of them and I loved all of them. Have you?
I haven't tried the gum. I like the Lucy's, like the packs, though. It gives you a nice little...
You don't meet... Gives you a nice little what?
It gives you a nice little buzz. Gives you a little focus.
You don't meet girls named Lucy anymore.
Yeah. Right? That's true. You know, I notice people... I noticed that it's a thing now to everyone that's going to have, like, individualistic names. Like, something's different. Like, growing up, like, me and you obviously have the most standard-ass names of all time. I think that's going away. And I think that's why I'm going to name my kid something normal as, like, name my kid, like, the same name as me. Because everyone's going to be so different, that's going to be different to have something normal.
Yeah, I heard a weird name the other day, and I was like, ugh.
I see a lot of weird-ass names.
Like, what? Like, can you take a one? Imagine naming your kid Frank, and he's, like, 7.
Yeah, Frank, like, if you name your kid Frank, you're, like, you're preparing him for adulthood, though, because Frank is an adult name.
Like, that guy's gonna be an electrician, which is a good job, actually.
That's a good job. We need electricians right now. We're gonna have, too many people are starting podcasts.
Yeah.
We need, like...
Don't ever start a podcast.
We need carpenters and shit.
Yeah, we do. We need people to build stuff. We need people... See, Caesars is done now over there. Speaking of building stuff.
Caesars what?
Caesars Hotel.
I Googled Caesars Hotel this morning looking for the Vegas rates because I'm going to see if I was going to stay Saturday.
Yeah.
And I noticed that there was one in Scottsdale, but I didn't know. I was like, that can't be real because I've never heard of that.
It is.
Where
is it? It's a full-blown hotel. It's right north of the mall. It's like literally 2 steps from the mall. It has a wet deck. Cool. And an Italian joint. It's supposed to be fucking popping.
This place is getting so slutty.
It's getting outrageously slutty. It's fucking...
I feel like they're it's going to start pushing out the riffraff again, though, because it's getting so expensive.
Yeah, it's supposed to... But they're bringing, like, all these restaurants, and what they're doing is they're putting them in Desert Ridge.
Oh, I saw that.
They're trying to make Desert Ridge the rich people area now.
Yeah, North Scottsdale is definitely getting booge.
Getting slutty as hell.
I mean, it's always been kind of like that, but... Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Shit, they're just building so many apartments. Everywhere you go, no matter what state, they're just building up apartments. Like, we're going to be one big apartment. I don't get how... The people are in like, Elon Musk is saying that the population is like, dwindling a ton, which a lot of people see as a bad thing. I see it as an extremely good thing.
Less traffic.
Less traffic, less lines. Like, I truly don't understand how you can look around and be like, we got to have more people around here. Like, even just driving here was crazy.
Yeah, traffic is wild. I'm going to say this as a white cis male. Being in a line is one of the worst things that could happen to you.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than standing in line.
It is the worst. Like, just looking at a line of people. It's just like, dude.
And you just go, oh. Like, you pull up to a restaurant, and you see people standing outside. You go, oh, my God, here goes a 35-minute wait.
Yeah, it's just to stand and wait.
Just standing. There's nothing worse than waiting because you don't know how much time you have on this planet.
Yeah.
So it's not like spending money's fine because you can always make more.
Yeah.
Time is like, that's it.
That's it.
So like waiting, that's why I kind of stopped because I noticed other people didn't have it. But I used to have like really good punctuality and like in time management because I was like, it stressed me out to make other people wait.
Why is that guy revving an engine that loud?
There's so much too fast, too furious going on outside. It's like blowing my mind.
You guys should fucking hear. Anyway, yeah, you spent so less.
Yeah, so I was always like, I was such a time guy. Like, I had to be there early. I hated making people wait. I was always, my biggest fear is being late. But then I realized that no one else cares about my time. So I was like, all right, I'll start being the guy that's like, yeah, I'm 5 minutes out and I haven't left yet.
Yeah.
Because I was always the first one there for like the first half of my first. I'm not half, hopefully, but like of my life. So then now I'm kind of like, you know what? Fuck you. I'll make you get the table.
Yeah, you get there first, you little bitch.
I only do that with people that are usually late, but our friends aren't usually late, but I don't know. I'm a time guy.
Time is the most precious commodity. It's so true. Time is the most precious commodity. Like, live to the fullest.
Live it to the fullest.
Push it to the limit. You know what I realized about these shoes? Look, they flip up, and it says something in Chinese.
Damn!
That I don't know. I found it out like 2 hours ago.
Wonder what that means.
I don't know.
What it means, like, I'm super gay.
Does that... I'm a big retard. Does anyone translate this? If you guys speak Mandarin, and on the inside of everything, this, it says, be one of one.
Is that Japanese or Chinese, do you know?
I don't know. There's like poems all over this fucking shoe.
How do...
Shout out Secured Sneakers, by the way.
One of my...
You still buy jeans, 10% off.
Secured Sneakers.
And one of your what?
One of the things I don't get is how... And it's just like... I've never seen like a fully Asian person type on a phone. I don't really get how they type on iPhones because they're like their shit is like way different. Like, I don't get how that translates to a phone, like a keyboard.
I don't get half the shit Asian people do.
Yeah, I don't either. They're a completely different culture than us. Like, culture, everybody says, like, you go to Japan, it's like a big culture shock. Like, that's not surprising at all. They're the complete opposite of us. We have like these huge wide eyes, and they have these thin eyes.
They're really clean in Japan. Like, there's not a single speck of dirt on the roads or anything.
That's true. And they also, like, they don't, I feel like they respect their elders more than
they love the elders. They love them. But the elders over there, they don't nag.
Yeah.
They don't nag and bitch and complain. The elders over there are just sitting Indian style in a robe, and they just say, like, hoi. Yeah. I don't know if that's racist, but it's true. They're just meditating.
Yeah.
Being chill.
I mean, it's an entire Japan's an entire culture of people that don't believe in, like, chairs or forks. So I feel like they got it figured out. We don't.
Oh, I love Asian people.
Me too.
I really do. And yeah, I've never met an Asian person that's not blunt. They just fucking say it how it is. I've never heard an Asian person, like, kind of tiptoe around something. They just go for it. They just say it. I have so much respect for the Asian community. It's almost like a love I have, almost. Besides what they did to Pearl Harbor, but we got them back.
Yeah.
We got their ass back!
I've been watching a documentary on Netflix called From the Front Lines. It documents, like, the timeline of World War II. And it's just, like, so crazy that we dropped an A-bomb on those fuckers.
Yeah.
I mean, they did.
I mean, we were pissed.
They were pissed. The Germans already pretty much gave up, and Japan was just, like, not backing down. And they don't, the thing about them is they don't surrender. That's, like, not their thing.
Nah.
That's why they love, like, the second with the kamikaze pilots, I was fucking losing my mind. So you guys just get in a plane, and they just know they're going to die, and they just look at, like, the boat. They're little jets, and they float the boat, and they just fucking floored at him. Like, you got to have a big set of balls. Dude, you got to really believe in your cause.
Dude, you got to have... if they were organ donors, I would be, like, begging to see their balls.
Yeah. I bet Japanese people have the biggest balls you've ever seen. It's just crazy. That's the thing about war is, more than anything, you got to get your country to believe in the cause. That's why propaganda is such a powerful tool. Like... these motherfuckers believed wholeheartedly that this was the right thing to do, that, like, they're going to, like, get salvation from it. But obviously, in reality, after you die, nothing happens.
No, they just give you a gift card to the Salvation Army.
Yeah, they show up at your fucking, at your family's home with, like, a folded Japan flag.
Yeah, propaganda is so, I mean, that's the coolest thing you can do as a government. Just be like, look, we're going to make all these people believe that brown rice is more healthy for you than white rice. Let it rip. And then everyone just does.
Yeah. I don't think people realize how prevalent propaganda is. It's not just, like, war. Yeah, like you said, like, right? Like, milk was, like, the big propaganda thing. Like, they just lie to us.
Bro, Asian chicks, though, I'm sorry I had to, like, switch the subject.
We can keep going on Asians.
Asian chicks are just, like, they're, how do I say this? How do I say this without saying they're whores? They're not whores, but what I'm saying is, like, they're, like, they fuck good.
Do they?
That's what I'm trying to say.
I don't know. I know that people, like...
just from the videos I've seen.
I know there's just a huge wave of dudes that are obsessed with Asian girls. I don't know if it's a new wave, but, like, this, like, anime's been, like, kind of blowing up, and I feel like it's Yeah, anime's been... is a lot more prevalent, I think, especially in white culture.
Really? I've noticed you have your ear to the ground when it comes to this.
I just, like, I'm always listening. I think that's the difference between me and other people is I'm always listening.
Yeah.
I'm not always talking. I talk a lot, obviously, but I'm always listening. And I like to see, like, white people are getting really into anime, and I think that's why, like, white dudes that spend their whole life playing video games just, like, jerk off to hentai and shit.
Mm.
I think that's a big thing. Obviously, like...
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hentai is something else.
I saw an insane video on Twitter the other day. Like, you know how when people like, will tricks, what's that guy's name that does that show where you think you're about to meet, like, a 14-year-old girl and he shows up?
Wander Franco?
To catch a predator?
Oh, Chris Hansen.
Yeah. Wait, is that the guy that does Red Zone, too?
Oh, it's not Chris Hansen, then.
Wait, does Chris...
I don't think he does both.
He doesn't do both?
Or does he do the predator one in the offseason? Scott Hansen? Scott Hansen does the NFL.
And Chris Hansen does...
his brother.
His brother does the pedo shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine being at that dinner table at Christmas, be like, hey, Scott, like, how's the NFL? Seems good, you know? Kadarius Toney is playing okay. You know, he's a good addition to the Chiefs, even though he gets three targets a game. And they just go like, Chris, how's your shit going on, you little fuck?
You little sick fuck. Even though he's like does a good thing, I guess. He like tricks. So the video was, they caught this motherfucker trying to meet up with like a 14-year-old boy or like a 10-year-old boy. Bro, the guy was like Stephen Hawking in a wheelchair. I shouldn't have done that little thing, but he was in a wheelchair, like couldn't talk. I don't even know
Wait, why would the 14-year-old want to meet up with him?
No, he was getting tricked.
But did the 14-year-old know that he was a...
No, it wasn't a 14-year-old. It was like Chris Hansen motherfucker tricking.
Oh, gotcha.
So this guy in the wheelchair that like couldn't even talk, that like uses a remote to move around and shit, trying to meet up with a 10-year-old. And some of the comments were the craziest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Imagine he was trying to run from the cops and that.
Seriously. The cops didn't know what to do.
What do you mean? He's still a pedo.
Transferring, you can't just put that guy in the back of it. Like, he needs that chair. Can't just pick him up in the chair and, like, put him sideways in the back of the truck.
You can't put the seats down and just dump him in there.
Yeah, so, like...
No disrespect.
I was just watching him. Yeah, they, like, didn't know how to transfer him. It was just, like, an insane video.
No disrespect to the disabled community. Disrespect to that guy. Oh, man. Doesn't it creep you out that people are like that out there? Like, think about that. Think about that concept. That's real. Like, people are meeting up with little kids. Like, why can't we all just come together and, like, I get it. Like, two things. Can we all just flatten the curve? That's one.
Mask up.
Two, can we stop, like, I don't want to be too profound, but we need to, like, all just realize, like, yeah, there was a lot of bad stuff that happened in the past. Let's stop harping on bad stuff. I'm not saying erase history. But let's just come together and, like, fuck up pedophiles or something. Yeah. Like, why can't we all just agree on that?
Yeah, that is crazy.
Enough of this black, white, yellow, fucking Pakistani, Israeli, Palestine, Hawaiian, all this beef. I'm tired of this shit. Let's just all gang up on the real bad stuff.
Yeah, the pedos. Yeah, I just think it's crazy. I don't get how you get to the point where you're confident enough that the person on the other line is a 14-year-old boy. Like, I always think about that. Like,
it actually, like, makes me sick.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Think about that. Like, a grown man. Like, that guy could just be, like, in Whole Foods.
You ever think about how many people, like, next time you're in a grocery store, think about the fact that there's probably a handful of pedos in there.
I don't want to Google this because I don't even want it on my algorithm. Statistically, though, it is scary that, like, if you take a group of 100 people, like, there's fucked up people. They're fucked up.
Yeah, that's true.
They're fucked up.
We live in a sick twist. God really fucked. Like, he did a good job for the most part, but he fucked up on some of us.
Yeah, he I mean, people say God doesn't make mistakes. That's the thing. The people that are really into organized religion, like the idiots, they really think, like, well, you know, I got in a fender bender today. This sucks. It could be worse, though. God doesn't make mistakes. I think there was some mistakes made.
Yeah.
No disrespect to... If God's listening to this, him to know that we're not all perfect. I'm not, like, trying to talk shit about your game.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, there were some mistakes that I would have double-checked your work.
I wouldn't have made Hitler. If I was God, I think he shouldn't have done that. That's like, but he probably thinks about that a lot. He's probably like, that's like everybody has. That's
I miss. That was a miss.
Yeah, he's probably like, yeah, like that's the one I look back on. Like, I shouldn't have done that, and I totally accept the blame.
In hindsight's 2020, though.
Yeah, that's true. He's probably that. Even God, for him, it's hindsight 2020. He's probably like, yeah, that was. I was trying to get a little too creative with that one. That was crazy. Sorry about that.
That one got away from me.
Yeah, I was taking too much creative. It's kind of like when
going through a bad breakup.
Yeah, it's kind of like when an artist comes out with an album and it does really well. It's like his first album, and then as it gets bigger or the band gets bigger, they start making weird shit because they like, you know, they get too much creative freedom.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that.
Yeah, it's like Machine Gun Kelly. I just don't get how you go from wearing No disrespect to Machine Gun Kelly, but I just don't get how you go from, like, rapping in Ohio streets with a do-rag on to being full punk rock. I'm not saying that a rebrand is impossible.
He's a poser, though. He's not real punk. He's not real punk rock.
What is he?
I don't. He's just. What is he's just like a genre tourist. He like realized that, oh, my rap's not great. The only people that are really listening to this are people.
The money's over here.
Yeah,
I respect
and
that.
He's like, you know what? There's a untapped, like, mainstream pop market that I can get in.
Mm.
And just pretend like I've been singing like this my entire career.
Yeah, I'm not being a hater. I'm just curious of how that happened.
Yeah.
Because you went from like this, you know, rapper that was like rapping fast. Like that, you know, that rap that like people, it's talent, but nobody really listened to it.
Like Twista?
Yeah.
I'm going to make it to somebody overnight. Yeah, that's like one of those things where it's cool that you can do that, but it doesn't make sense to do it because the whole point of like rapping or even just singing in general is so people can understand what you're saying.
Yeah. You like my voice? It turn you on. Sexy Red.
She just
dropped a new song, yeah.
Yeah. What's it called?
It's called, no, I'm not looking for those. It's called like Get It Sexy or something.
Fuck yeah.
She has so much confidence, dude. I look up Sexy Red. She has so much confidence.
I admire people that with like just like bags of confidence, like that don't care. Like I always see it, even the people that I hate, like people that are on the street of like New York, and they'll just put their phone down and they'll step back and like show like their outfit in the middle of like a busy ass New York street. Like I don't get how you do that. I like can't. I get embarrassed taking a picture of a sunset in front of other people. I don't know how. I don't know how people are can just like do shit.
Can I? Fuck. I don't want to get flagged. Oh, the lyrics aren't up yet. Fuck.
Wait, sex.
Bow, 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 bow. It's that booty meat. And I'm in my car by myself going, damn.
Yeah. Fucking right.
Fuck my baby dad. That's what she said. I really like her. She reminds me of like Gucci Mane. Just like that raw, uncut shit. Just like bow, 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 bow. That's that booty meat. That's what that is. And you kind of just have to accept that.
Yeah.
That's what that is. That's that booty meat.
Oh, that's that booty meat.
That's what that was. That, I thought the neighbor was taking out the trash. It was just that booty meat, that sound.
Can I get a half a pound of the Swiss and a pound and a half of the booty meat?
Fuck my baby dad. Fuck my baby dad. Fuck my baby dad. I'm a fine-ass bitch. I ain't in the house sad. That's so cool. So obviously she was having issues with her baby's father.
Right.
But instead of sulking about it in the house, this is really like an actually good message.
Yeah. I can't stand people that just sulk.
She goes, I'm a fine ass bitch. I ain't in the house sad. She was going out and staying busy, hanging out with friends, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then it goes, A-A-A-A-A, look at them booty cheeks. Bow, 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 bow. That's that booty.
It says bow, 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 bow. Like she wrote that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
She
goes, I'm getting outside. I ain't in the house. Said no. Called up my bitch. We finna go out. Where the N-word's at? It's looking like a drought. My mama got the kids. I'm getting out this house. I fucking love this chick.
Dish the mom to the kids for the night?
All in the club, bouncing ass, showing out. My lip gloss is popping, bitch. I'm show-stopping. I'm looking like a snack.
I love
so
that.
So confident.
What's the difference between crying and sulking? Is sulking just like in your shoulders a little bit like lower? Like I feel like when you're sulking, you're like this. Like your shoulders like super low and you're just like hands by your side and you're just like.
I don't know if it's just a posture thing. I think it is. I think there's posture involved, like the technique of sulking.
Yeah.
But I think sulking is like when you kind of like want other people to like, you want attention.
But you're not just crying for the love of the game. Like, you're just doing it so other people notice kind of thing.
Yeah. So I feel like that's a part of sulking.
Yeah, sulking is just like, yeah, like, I feel like your arms are crossed a lot, and like you want people to be like, what's wrong?
Mm. Yeah, that's what that is.
Yeah, it's like that booty crying. Mean. That booty.
Yeah, sulking is like, you're like feeling pity for yourself.
Start sulking, or just sulking in your apartment.
Yeah, that would, dude, that would suck. I don't fuck with sulking.
I don't like people that sulk.
I don't sulk.
I don't sulk.
It's an anti-sulking podcast. Definitely don't sulk. I ain't in the house sad. Woo! Oh, fuck, dude. It's bumping out there, dude. I might have to go do the store. What time is it? 2:57. Bow, 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 bow. That's that booty meat, by the way.
Oh, okay.
That's what that was. But... Yeah, I still want to get charged another $105. 115, sorry.
You should just live in the storage unit.
It's air conditioned. You could. Could you imagine just setting up?
Well, people probably started doing that, and they probably cracked down on it more.
Oh, I'm sure people spend nights in there. I bet people are whacked in there.
Because there was that guy that spent like a year in an airport before someone noticed. Did you ever read about that?
I heard about it.
Like, airports are so big that you can live in there, and people won't notice for a long time.
I mean, yeah, who's going to notice, right?
Like, you just go gate, like, you spend, like, you just got to be smart about it. Like, you got to go gate to gate.
Yeah.
And, like, terminal to terminal. You got to make sure you spend enough time here, and then spend enough time here where no one's, like, this guy's been here for a long time.
Can we look that up, Jamie? Can you pull that up?
Guy lives in a hotel or something like that.
Guy lives in airport. Oh, my God. This guy? No.
Oh, shit. Coyotes up 3-0 in the first.
Hell yeah, dude.
The Devils are so bad, by the way.
They stink.
They're so bad.
They must have, like, a bad locker room or something.
I bet they do.
This dude was an Iranian refugee. He lived in the departure lounge of Terminal 1 in Charles de Gaulle Airport. I don't know where that is. From 1988 until 2006. Come on.
Charles de Gaulle?
That can't be true.
Why do we have an airport called Charles? Oh, it's in France. That's why I was going to say. Why would that be here?
Bro, he lived in the airport for 18 years.
18 years?
Yeah.
So he's just like, he lived entirely off like Auntie Anne's pretzels and like Pete's coffee?
Yeah.
That's crazy. In Hudson News. Like he must have got all his news from Hudson News.
Yeah. That's so rad.
I wonder what that's like though. Like, how do you spend your... I mean,
bathrooms.
They really do have everything you need in an airport. You can live in an airport for sure.
Do you need money, though?
Yeah, I mean, for food, I guess. So, like, how does that work?
I bet you could just find a way to, like, get bread or water. Just eating through the trash.
Just eating strictly complimentary pretzels.
Or stealing. Yeah, complimentary pretzel diet would be crazy.
Yeah. I always wonder why people choose to work at, like... places at the airport, like restaurants at the airport. Do you think you make a lot more money, like on tips? Like, say a restaurant, for example. Do you think you make more there? Because, like, I feel like it's a pain to drive to an airport every day for work. Because it's like a pain to drop someone off at the airport. But I feel like if you're doing that every day, that would be miserable.
Yeah, I do wonder. It's a good point. Why does somebody choose to like not work at like a Chili's bar instead they work at like the Delta bar?
Yeah, like I wonder if you make more money working in an airport.
Jamie, pull that up.
That's like because I always wonder like. Yeah, I just couldn't imagine. I would be stressed out working at an airport, I think.
I think it might be just the same, just like that was what was available. How much do airport bartenders make?
I bet you get some fat tips at airport bars, though.
Oh, no doubt. Oh, I mean, it's $15 an hour. So I think it's like maybe worse.
I don't know how much waiters make because I don't know that like the whole tip thing. Because they make less than, I think that's pretty good, actually. $15 an hour without tips, that's really good,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that is good.
That's probably why. They probably got to pay people to go there.
Yeah, I would be surprised if a bartender at an airport like didn't have some crazy stories about like some big tips.
Yeah.
Well, every bartender is like that kind
of. Yeah, that's true. That would be a sweet ass job. Like you deal with people that are just so fucking crazy all the time.
And everyone's drinking in the airport, which is like. How is the music this loud?
I know. I thought we were loud. They're loud.
Like, it sounds like there's one gigantic club outside right now. And it's just raging.
Yeah, and we're not even like, right by any of the clubs.
Yeah, like, we're not in the power circle.
Also, you see, like half of... Have you been keeping up with the Boeing shit?
I saw something about how there was an emergency landing.
Again, yesterday. And obviously, so like there was a whistleblower for Boeing. I'm pretty sure I read that he told his family, I will not kill myself. And he died from an apparent suicide. He was the whistleblower. And I think he was about to like testify or some shit. So Boeing fucking had him killed 100%.
Yeah, but why is it that serious? Like if he just said, hey, like listen, these planes are fucked up. Boeing's just be like, all right, we'll fix them.
Because it's probably, there's probably a lot of people that can stand to lose a lot. Like, why are these planes that keep fucking up even being past inspection? Like, there's something is going wrong. Something is fishy going on. And I feel like he's just the tip of the iceberg sort of thing.
So they killed him?
I mean, I'm not a conspiracy guy. Like, I'm not these people that are on Twitter and think like everything's conspiracy. Yeah, but it seems suspect. Like, this guy, like, he just happens to kill himself.
So he killed himself after saying something is up with Boeing.
Yeah, and I can't remember, but I think there was supposed to be he was supposed to testify or something like that soon.
Was he should testify that there's like the carbohydrates on the pretzels are
they're too high. There's too much sodium on the pretzels.
There's a lot more sodium in those pretzels than you think.
Yeah, but he can't now because they fucking killed his ass.
Who killed him, though? Like, who's at Boeing that's so much of a gangster they put out a hit? That's so cool, though.
How do you get in contact with a hitman?
I don't know, but I just saw an article about the other day about this girl that put a hit on her husband for 7 Gs. Seven. And it was a cop. She goes home, and police are there and everything. They're like, your husband's dead. She starts bawling. And then they had to do, like, walk out like it was a movie. And they're like, psych, you hired a cop.
Oh,
she's in prison right now.
The hitman was a cop, like the fake hitman.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
They got her ass.
I mean, you should have known. People don't kill other people for $7,000.
She's doing 16 years, which is what get her away forever, forever.
Yeah, I don't really understand that. This person's already tried to kill someone. Don't let them kill someone else.
Her husband. Get a divorce. Everyone's getting them.
If anything, you should serve a longer prison sentence for attempted murder than murder, I think.
Couldn't agree more.
Because once you've murdered someone, you've already murdered. You got that, like, you know, you've done it.
Yep.
You're probably not trying to murder more people. Like, most people that kill people only kill one person.
Yeah, they're like, I had to get rid of them.
But if you tried to kill someone and then you didn't and you went to jail and you got out, you're like, you're going to want to try it again because, like, you didn't succeed. Yeah. Unless you have no work ethic at all.
Yeah.
I mean, if I tried to kill someone, they sent me to jail and I fucked up, I'm just the type of person where I would have to go out and kill. Because I'm not just going to, like, not succeed.
Yeah, I'm going to keep trying to get him.
Yeah.
Good point.
It's crazy that, like, we can all be born in seemingly normal lives, but some of us will end up killing each other.
Mm.
Like, that's, I've always, like, where? How do you get to that point where you're just not even caring about the fact that you're most likely going to get, go to jail for a while?
That's what I don't get. The people that are, like, not afraid of the consequences. That's where, like, the sociopathic shit kicks in. Like, you're most likely going to get caught.
Yeah.
Like you're, or maybe I'm wrong.
Actually,
maybe,
you know what?
I don't know.
I think only like 50% of murders get solved.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that just get murdered. I mean,
getting murdered is so whack, dude.
Yeah, that's
crazy. I would be so upset.
I'd be like, no.
You're going to murder me right now?
Right now.
I'm about to hit this parlay.
Let me put on something a little nicer.
If somebody realistically was like in my face with a gun, and I was like, I feel like I could get out of it.
I feel like I could talk.
I'm like, dude, like, why though?
Like, are you sure this is worth it? Because, like,
you're going to get caught. You're going to be in prison. It's just, like, not going to be fun. Like, I won't tell anybody about this.
I always think about that. Like, I think I could convince the guy that, like, I promise I won't tell.
I would just joke my way out of it. Be like, dude, stop.
Stop. Dude,
please don't. Don't.
Do you think if someone pointed a gun at you, you'd go like this? Because I feel like people do that, but that doesn't do anything. That's, like, one of those things, like, where your natural instinct doesn't make any sense.
You would do that.
Yeah.
I would go like, dude, stop. Like,
yeah, like you
not my face.
Like, you flinch when someone points a gun at you, but like,
not my mouth.
Like, putting your hands over your face or something like that when someone points a gun at you is so funny because that bullet is going right through your hands and it's going to rip your head open.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you, like, sometimes when your neighbor's above you and he, like, stomps or, like, you hear something, you look up, like, as if you're going to see anything.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
It's kind of like that. Like, it just, we do a lot of things that don't really make much sense.
I would be like, dude, can you, like, shoot me in the leg?
Yeah.
Or, like, the arm?
Just give me, I'll let you shoot me in the finger.
First of all, why do you want to kill me?
Yeah, well, it also depends. Like, what did I do? Like, why does this person want to kill me so bad?
You didn't pay the bookie?
The bookie tries to kill me?
Fuck, I gotta pay this kid.
I'd kill my bookie before he killed me, I'll tell you that.
Can you imagine?
Killing him so I don't have to pay him, like, $500.
Because you lost, like, a fucking Patrick Mahomes interception prop. All right, everybody. I got to go do the storage shit. This place is family-owned and operated, so they close at, like, early.
First of all, that's not a flex. I hate when people are like, is this family-owned? Okay, well, there's a bunch of dickhead families out there that I hate. You know who's also a family? The Manson family.
Yeah, why are you trying to, like, make it out to be, like, you're just, like, cute little homie, like this little cuddly family? Like, oh, well, bro, we're family-owned and operated. Like, what? Like, I don't give a fuck, bitch.
Yeah, like, you walk in, and there's, like, an old grandpa who, like, he's owned the business forever, and he's got, like, his little, like, grandson, like, Jimmy Joe in there, like, playing stickball. Like, that's...
Stickball!
Like, it's not like a little convenience store back in the day where, like, the one guy would own the convenience store.
Yeah.
I'm going to make the first... inconvenience store.
Genius.
Whatever you... So the convenience store is like you need like some gum or something like that and you're driving and you stop and you can grab gum. Whatever you want, we just ran out. So like he's like... He walks and he's like, please tell me you guys have Pepsi Zero. And we're like, fuck, the guy in front of you just grabbed the last one. No matter what, it's inconvenience store. We just ran out.
I wonder how that would do.
Probably pretty terrible. It's not a great business model, but it'd be funny.
It's funny.
Yeah, we'd be like, and it would say inconvenience store on it, and people yeah. would be like, I don't understand what this
the
is.
Inconvenience.
And they'd walk in, and we have nothing on the shelves.
Or you should have, like, water, but none of it's refrigerated, or, like, Gatorade. Like, everything's warm.
Yeah, everything is something, like, all the chocolate bars are melted.
Yeah, everything, the hot dogs and pizza are uncooked.
The gas, like, the unleaded and the diesel, it's all mixed. It's all one big tub, so it's like, sorry, it's like, might fuck up your car.
Yeah, all the ice cream is melted.
The ice machine... is not on, so it's just water.
Doesn't work.
Doesn't work. I'm sorry about that. Oh, fuck. Sorry about that. Forgot to turn it on this morning.
You should put it, like, in a desolate area along a highway, like, on the way to Vegas. So it's, like, people have to go there.
Yeah.
And there's, like, fuck, dude. The only place to go.
The only place is the inconvenience store. I wonder if they're going to have anything.
Like, it's closed.
Yeah. That's what it would be. We're always
says
closed.
It's open.
It says it's open, but you get there, and it's just the door is locked. We and the lights are completely that. Off. No, the lights are on, and I'm standing behind the counter, and the person keeps trying to open it, and I'm just standing there like, we're closed.
We just closed.
It's like 3 p.m. on a Tuesday.
You have like a bag of Cheez-Its, like all the chips in the bags and everything, you crumple them all up into crumbs. So yeah. Open them, it's just crumbs.
Like I'm manually making sure everything is inconvenience.
All the soda's flat.
Yeah, the soda, none of the soda bottles have the cap on them. They've been in there since, like, the Johnson administration.
It's a good idea.
That'd be funny. I got a lot of good business. I got a lot of good ideas that wouldn't be good ideas, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you do. They're all documented right here on Wet Jeans Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in.
We done?
What are we at?
Hour and 17.
Oh, shit.
Hour and 17. We got about 7 or 8 guys revving their engine. We had a couple wild cheers out there.
Oh, yeah. Bachelorette party. Yeah.
Yay.
Nashville. Let's go.
Yay. All right, everybody.
Hold on. Before we go, I found out the biggest difference between a bachelor party and a bachelorette party. The bachelorette party, all the girls will be wearing cowboy boots.
Ooh.
No matter where they go.
What are the guys wearing? A golf attire?
Just like J. Crew pants.
Boat shoes.
Sperry's.
Titleist hats.
Yeah. From like that. Tournament they went to in South Carolina two years ago.
All like a little overweight. All the married ones are a little overweight.
Yeah, that's definitely a big difference too. I noticed bachelor parties usually most of the people are overweight
because they're married. Well, some of the friends are married already. It just doesn't matter.
Yeah,
like, your wife's stuck with your frame forever.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Unless you get divorced.
Yeah,
but
I digress.
Yeah, I agree. Getting divorced is just a white people thing.
Yeah, that is pretty white.
Black people don't get divorced.
Do they not? Actually, that's a good question. I don't know.
Hell no. Black girls be like, that's my man.
All right. I don't even know what to say. I don't know what I think about that.
All right. Well, it's true.